Well, my friends, by this time next week, Jackson Dennis, a 13-year-old from Fort Saskatchewan, will be across the pond, heading to Netherlands, getting ready to take on the world's best in the sport of darts. Jackson and his mom, Sherry Lynn, join me this afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for the invite.
Well, thanks for joining us. Jackson, are you pretty excited?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are? Tell me how you started to play darts.
Well, my mom, grandma, and dad started playing Legion darts.
Yeah.
So I went to some of their tournaments, and I thought this could be fun.
And so you started to play, and you found out you were pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do you think makes you such a good dart player?
I don't know.
You have good aim, apparently.
Yeah.
So are you excited or are you nervous a little bit about heading to the World Dart Masters in Netherlands next week and taking on, you know, other dart players? What's that going to be like for you?
I'm kind of nervous because, first of all, I have to go on a plane and I don't like planes.
Oh, no. Sherry Lynn, tell me about Jackson and this passion and talent that he has for darts.
Yeah, he started at a young age and just picked up a dart and started throwing. When he first started, he couldn't reach the board, so we had to carry a little stool around wherever he went. And it just became a passion for him, as well as his twin brother, Jet. So they enjoyed the sport together.
Oh, awesome.
And we will all be heading over to the Netherlands, including his grandmother. So
we're
pretty excited.
That's going to be a fantastic trip. So, Sherry Lynn, you know, Jackson was saying that he would go to the Legion with you and other family members. So does he take after you when it comes to dart playing?
No, his father.
So was there an automatic or was there a early on when Jackson started to play darts, did you notice that, okay, he's pretty good, there seems to be a real knack there, or did that come with a lot of practice?
I'd say a lot of practice and really good coaching. I think when we noticed that he was pretty good at this is that when we were at a tournament for youth, you found the adult dart players, and I'm talking like top Canadian players, were gathering around watching him throw. And when they respond that he's got a pretty good throw, you kind of think, they must be right.
Yeah, something's going on here. So, Jackson, for those of us who don't know, what is the most difficult shot in darts?
170.
170?
You have to hit two triple 20s and then the ball.
And so how many times have you managed to get that?
Two times.
Look at you go. Well, I'm just so thrilled for you and excited for you, your brother, your family, that you're all going to be able to take this trip together. I can't wait to hear how you do, Jackson. Really excited
Thank
for you.
You.
Sherry Lynn, you have a fantastic trip. And again, I'll keep people updated. Let me know how things go. I'll be watching as well. Have a wonderful trip and best of luck in the tournament.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care. Jackson, Sherry Lynn Dennis. Jackson, 13 years old, going to the World Dart Masters. Now get this, he qualified for the World Dart Masters in 2019 when he was 10. After he won the World Darts Federation event and earning an invite, COVID delayed the tournament until now. Darts fun. I spent a lot of time over at Strathcona Legion over the years, playing some darts. My grandfather and my grandmother loved playing darts, spent a lot of time at the Legion in Lindsay, Ontario.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.